T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Him in the right spot again, using the clock in his favor. Marino for McDuffie. Oh, had he caught it in traffic over Roger Jones. Oh, it hurts for David Shula, but McDuffie with a sparkling catch for the touchdown.
Over the middle, tough catch. Yeah, we must be talking about O.J. McDuffie there, and he's going to join us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We welcome the great O.J. McDuffie to the show. Good morning, O.J. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Zach. How you doing, big dog?
We're doing great, man. Thank you for getting up with us early this morning. We were thinking, let me see.
That was you, Joe, that was talking about me, or was that Zach?
No, that was me.
First-round pick.
I got to call you the great, you know.
Combination of general manager, hardcore Dolphin fan these days. Yep. So we're going, I want to ask you. So how do you handle the quarterback situation this offseason? You can tell it like it is. We had Duke the other day. He gave his opinion. Go ahead and let it rip, OJ. What do we do there, Mr. GM?
Well, I'm glad you just eased into this thing,
OJ. What are you doing for the weekend?
How's your family? Kids? How's the baseball going? How's the travel baseball?
That's it. Kid looks great on those YouTube videos. Do we cut Tannehill or not?
Boy, that beautiful wife. How's she doing?
That's right.
We can get into all that.
I got you.
That was a good point, OJ. I'm sorry.
Way to go, Joe.
This is what's happened to me. After
OJ's last appearance on the show here today. Let's go.
What are you doing? Crap season we just had. Yeah, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Well, I think, you know what? I think writing's on the wall, Joe. I mean, I think we've seen enough. We've got a great enough sample size to realize that we definitely have to move on at the most critical position in football, man. I mean, it's just, it is what it is right now. And I think everybody's giving Ryan as many chances and opportunities, even though he was, you know, hurt last year and part of this year. We're getting so many opportunities. I think it's time to move on to a younger, more, you know, aware, more of a risk taker. You know, you look at the game now with these young quarterbacks, Joe, the Mahomes and the Wentz and even the Foles, those guys, man, it's like that's the future of quarterback position, and our quarterback just doesn't seem like he's going to get to that point.
Yeah. You talked pocket awareness and not afraid to let it rip down the field instead of hold on to it and take an 8-yard sack. I'm with you.
I mean, you look at a lot of different opportunities, man. When things break down, you know, Ryan is not willing to ad-lib, you know, and that's part of the game. Sometimes you got to play a little playground football, and we don't do that. You have to play a little playground football because these defensive linemen, defensive ends, they're better athletes than your offensive guys are. And sometimes your offensive guys are going to get beat. Or it's got to beat a lot. But you got to have a guy back there that's knowing that's going to happen at times and be ready to adjust. And we turtle up a lot. You know, we hold on to the ball, take that sack, sort of throwing it away or getting the hell out of there. I mean, that's the way the game is now. And our guy just does not do that for us.
OJ, there's a lot of changes going on in Davie right now. Obviously, Adam Gase out. He's the New York Jets head coach now. We're waiting on Flores, hopefully, or we think the New England Patriots, that he's going to come in here, the linebacker coach, to be the head coach here. What are your thoughts on what happened at the end with Adam Gase and the new regime that could be coming in here with Chris Greer and Flores now from New England?
Well, I'll tell you, I was a huge Adam Gase fan at the beginning. I still like Adam Gase, and it's scary to see what he's going to do with Sam Darnold in New York with the Jets. But, you know, I mean, I didn't realize the rift and things that were going on in the locker room with some players. I mean, I know he had some problems with a couple guys, you know, we got rid of, you know, early in Adam's career, but towards the end, I started hearing more and more. And, you know, Adam's kind of probably like me. You know, he's an old school type of coach. You know, he's a young guy that's dealing with new school players. And these new school players, man, they don't get it a lot of times. But I think I loved his mind. I love some of the creativity he had with some of the players that he had. You know, we didn't have a lot of talent at times. But you saw what he did when we had, you know, Albert Wilson running around and Jakeem Grant running around, some of the ways to try to get creative with what he had. So I'm excited about it. You know, I hate the change that we always have. You know, you look at the teams that are great, the consistency with coach and quarterback is the reason they've been successful. You know, Tomlinson and Roethlisberger, Belichick and Brady. You know, it's going to be for a while. I think it's going to be Mahomes and Reed. There's going to be some consistency with those two positions, and it's going to lead to a lot of winning, which we've seen a lot of. So, you know, I just wish we can get a steady situation at both of those, and I think that'll lead to some winning seasons for us.
Yeah. OJ, outside of the quarterback position, we got holes around the team, so we understand that. Yeah. What would be your second biggest priority?
Well, you know, it's always up front, Joe, on both sides. You know, we couldn't stop the run to save our lives on the defensive side of the line, and obviously, you know, on the offensive line, you know, we couldn't protect anybody. And, you know, I know there's a lot of blame to go around a lot of times when you get multiple sacks or, you know, negative penalties. But, you know, also, Joe, you know, I thought we were one of the worst pre-snap teams in football last year, in the last couple years. You know, you put yourself in a hole,
right.
You know, first and 15, and a team that can't really move the ball that well, you're in trouble. When you're playing behind the sticks like that, you're in a lot of trouble. So I think up front on both sides, you know, I love Laremy Tunsil. You know, obviously our offensive lineman that we went out and got last year, a few of them got hurt right away. That hurt. Juwan had a rough end of the season. You know, I thought we could have helped him out a little bit more, either with scheme-wise or, you know, with a tight end or a back or something, you know. I think up front is what killed us more than anything, because you can solidify up front on both sides and the rest of the guys take care of themselves.
I don't want to ask you about a guy that went to your school, Mike Gesicki, a second-round pick who just athletically can jump and run. They just couldn't get him going. Are we looking at that one more about coaching, finding a guy that can coach him up, getting more out of this guy, or are you concerned? We heard, well, he's slow coming out of his break because he's long-legged. Listen, man, I feel like – you knew what the guy was when you drafted him, no, especially a second-round pick. What's your take on Mike Gesicki?
Yeah, I think with a guy like Mike, you know, obviously I watched him a lot at Penn State, and it took him a little while to get going at Penn State as well. And, you know, you got to look at what he did at Penn State and try to implement that at this level. You know, he's a high-point, jump-ball type of guy. You got to, you know, and we had a couple opportunities to throw him some high balls. They were wide, short, out of bounds, you know, where you don't take advantage of the height and the leaping ability. And another thing, Joe, you know, me and you, we were move guys. You know, if he can't get off the ball, move us then.
Right.
You know, put us in motion.
I agree.
Give us an advantage. Make that guy back off me a little bit, you know, and give me almost a free release that way. So, you know, you put him on the point, on the ball, and then he's getting jammed up and can't get off the ball. That's another problem. But, you know, I even commented on one of his Twitter accounts. You know, it took me over a year to get going, Joe, in the league. It took me to get accustomed to the NFL and the
strength
of these grown men. You know, so for some rookies that come out and they light it up in their rookie year, they're special guys. You know, Saquon Barkley's and running backs and guys like that. But for other positions, it takes a little while to learn it. So hopefully, you know, year two, you know, in the year two is going to be his year, but they got to find a way to take advantage of what he does best.
By the way, talking about one of your Penn State guys, and you just brought him up, Saquon Barkley, did you think he was going to be this good in the league? I mean, he took the league by storm in year one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what, man? You look at a guy that, for one, you know, his attitude and his work ethic. That's where it starts in this league. You know, you get a lot of young guys that don't work hard, but just talented. That's not Saquon. Saquon works his ass off, but he's also super talented, man. And what he did for Penn State, you know, being able to catch the ball in the backfield, you know, the way he ran the ball, his stop and go. I call him the greatest back in Penn State history because he combined a lot of things, you know, with that a lot of our backs had. He had a little Kurt Warner in him. He had Kajana Carter speed in him. He had Blair Thomas to stop and go in him. You know, he's able to catch the ball in the backfield like a guy like Richie Anderson could. He did it all, you know, and I knew that translates in this game. He's going to be a three-down back like he was from New York. And he almost got me a championship in my fantasy football league.
Kajana puts him at number two in Penn State history, right? He's number two behind Kajana.
That's right. Well, and Kajana even admits it, though. So I got to – if Kajana admits it, I got to give it to Saquon as well.
You
know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey, speaking of Kajana Carter, I never thought it would happen. My man's slowing down. Can you get me caught up on everything in his personal life, my man, or no?
Yeah, man, it's been the trickle-down effect, man. Once I got engaged and got married, now Kajana's engaged. You get married in March. My boy Bobo, he got engaged.
Holy smokes. Wow. The running club. Yeah, it's hallelujah. It happened to all of you guys, man. You guys are all legendary. 3-4 in the morning guys, yeah. Man.
had to hang it up, man. You know what's so funny, too? Because they used to get mad at me when I you know, I'm engaged. I have a, you know, fiance and all wife, and I had to leave early. Now, these dudes don't even stay past 10 o'clock anymore, man. You know, I leave this town till 11. They can't even stay past 10, man. It's, like, ridiculous nowadays,
wow.
Man.
Hey, hanging up those polo shirts in the rafters now. Those late night polos. Yeah, that's
OJ,
it.
We always crack up because I remember doing a talk show, and this is probably not good that I've been around this long and I'm getting to be ancient, but I don't know if anybody remembers. And Dolphins were losing games, and we started getting calls in the morning. I'll tell you why the Dolphins lose games. OJ McDuffie had a party. The whole team was down in Coconut Grove till 3 or 4 in the morning. Guys were waiting, and guys were coming out. And OJ,
hey, you know what, Joe? I had to come clean with that one the other day too. We had Harvey Green in the fish tank the other day.
Wow,
recording Harvey, and I told Harvey, I said, "Did Coach Shula?" You know, remember Coach Shula, he got on me. Did you know? How do you find out that I was partying until like 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday night? Yeah, Marino's down in the Grove. And he said, "Man, you know, we just work just gets back." I said, "Harvey, did you tell on me?" You know what I mean? I was like, "Harvey was my rat." You know what I mean? But we did kick it, man. We did kick it. But you know what, though? We showed up on Sunday, too.
You did.
That was the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Juice was there. That's
you did, and the guy throwing to you. No, you guys absolutely did. Hey, we had another question we've been talking about yesterday. Robert Kraft called Tom Brady the greatest player of all time. We wanted to ask you.
Not quarterback, greatest player of all time.
Which, hey, listen, it's not crazy. Give me your top three players of all time in the National Football League. Your three. Go ahead.
Well, I think my number one all time has got to be is Jerry Rice. You know, JR, man, he's respect him and just, you know, have so much admiration for what he did on the field and what he did off the field. Another guy that works hard, you know, play a Super Bowl game on Sunday and back in the gym on Monday, that kind of guy. You know, and not to mention, you know, the Pro Bowls. You know, so I got Jerry Rice as my number one. I've got, you know, Barry Sanders is probably my number two. You know, guy that, man, hung it up way too early for me because he was so much fun to watch. You know, as a player on offense playing against the Lions, you didn't sit down when the defense was on the field because you want to see everything that guy did. You know, some guys sit on the bench and, you know, look at plays, drink water. Our whole sideline was up. We wanted to see what Barry was going to do because he was that spectacular, man. And the guy that made guys miss before he even took a handoff a lot of times, man, so much fun to watch. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, you do have to put Tom Brady in that top three. You really do. The championships speak volumes. He's done over the decades. He kind of reminds me of, like, Serena Williams. You know, Serena is the greatest tennis player of all time, in my opinion. But she did as a teenager, as a 20-year-old. She's doing it as a 30-year-old. And Tom's done it with all different people over the decades, you know, and been successful. And another eight straight AFC championship games.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
That,
no. I cannot.
Sick to my stomach, man, but you got to give props what props are due, man. That's all.
Yep, agree. All right, OJ, so we got a big weekend of football coming up before we let you go. Two really good games. Number one and number two seeds both made it. The four best offenses in the league, even though we've always been told you have to have defense and a run game to win in this league. But four best offenses playing this weekend. What do you think is going to happen? Who's going to match up in the Super Bowl?
I think the home teams will win. I really do. I think KC they're so dynamic, man. Especially at home, but Tom Brady and them, you know, they're going to give them a fight all the way to the end, man. But I think that there's so many good weapons on that KC team, and I'm really happy for Damian Williams. I'm so happy for that dude, man, to get an opportunity to go and play in this game and be a part of that, what they have going on offensively there. And I like Andy Reid a lot, but I think that them at home. In that weather and that environment, and Joe, you've been in KC and Arrowhead, man. It's like an indoor stadium.
Yes, it is.
One team that can handle it though are the New England Patriots. Though they've handled it every situation, but usually when they get there, it's through home field advantage. And so this is one of the things that really hurts those guys. And I like those young guys out there in LA, man. So we'll see what they can pull off, you know, against Drew Brees and those boys, man. It's gonna be fun to watch. It's a good matchup. All eyes are going to be on these games this weekend, but I like the home teams this weekend.
OJ, man, always great having him. Before you go, though, you got to pump up the podcast that you and Seth have.
That's right, the fish tank.
Give us the fish tank, man.
Yeah, the fish tank, man. We had Joe Rose on. The big dogs did a great job for us. We're going to get him back on because we think he held back on us because he's got way more stories that he can tell.
I just didn't know how dirty I could get.
You can get dirty.
People go, how do you say that stuff? It's wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's great, though. The fish tank, man, with Seth Levin and myself, we do it. We have a fun time, man, telling stories from the past. Not X's and O's deals, but it's all these former players or former people that are part of our personnel. They come in, man, and just talk about stuff that's off the field, in the locker room, just funny stuff, fun stuff, crazy stuff. And we've been really enjoying it, man. The feedback's been amazing. And I heard some stuff from Harvey the other day that he's going to be out on Tuesday for us that were just jaw-dropping, that were fun stuff, man, that I didn't know about, behind-the-scenes stuff. And you can imagine, Joe, what it's like to be a PR guy.
Oh, Harvey knows it all, man.
Be a PR. He does, man. He didn't bury anybody in it, but, some really interesting facts.
He could have.
That's part of it.
Can you imagine?
He definitely could.
He could have.
He had Shula, yeah. Jimmy Johnson, and I'll just give you the third guy, Nick Saban, the three guys I want to hear the juice from, man.
Yep.
That's the good stuff, right?
And he had George Steinbrenner, too.
I was about to say, it was Steinbrenner. That's right.
Yeah, he
got some great stuff, bro. So the podcast is, at the fish tank, and we have a really good time with the boss.
That's awesome.
Thanks, OJ. Appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, man. Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.